Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I'm talking about the jail of jealousy and the guards of envy. The jail of jealousy and the guards of envy. So many people right now are locked up behind bars, literally, physically, behind bars, because they were jealous of what that store owner had behind the counter. Mm-hmm. They were jealous of what that man had in his house, his wife, and they wanted her. They wanted what someone else had. They envied it. They wanted it. They took it. And then Romans 13, 1 through 5 comes down to them like a just river from the throne of God, and they get locked up in jail. And so you talk to them and you say, you know, why are you here? He says, well, they say, I mean, I spent 10 years in law enforcement. That's what people say. They go, this is what the majority of folks say that are behind bars. They're still, while they're behind bars, blaming other folks for how they got there. I'm just so, I mean, it is so tiring. Everybody, I mean, you just wait. When somebody finally breaks free from something, their first words out of their mouth will be justification that somebody else is their fault. And then they'll begin to talk. But you know what? You cannot give forgiveness until you can take ownership for your own stuff. He's like, right. You know, yeah. I murdered 17,300 people. I incinerated 15,000 babies. But my dad beat me when I was little. And it's like, okay, you killed all them folks. You know, what does that have to do?
How does that wash?
How did that? And people go, oh, I understand why he killed a country. You know, it's like, no, you got to own that. You got to own that. And if you own it, God will forgive you. And jail of jealousy, and it's like, it's so old when you're in guarding folks in law enforcement. You know, I would actually just bring them to the hotel and leave that and check them in. And, but they would say, they say I'm in here for this, or they say I'm in for this. You know, if this wouldn't have, if my wife wouldn't have, if my husband wouldn't have, if my VOP. Parents wouldn't have, yeah, VOP. Let's move on. We don't have enough time for that. It would take the rest of the year to finish that out. Violation of probation. Oh, you're going to shut me down, man. You're going to shut me down. Why did you leave law enforcement? VOP.
Yeah, all right.
VOP. What's that stands for? Disassociation from my own crimes. Anyway, so, and that's the church, man. You know what I'm saying? And so here we are. And so what put them behind the bars, they were jealous. They wanted what someone else had. And you look at the definition of jealousy. It's feeling resentment against the man. Feeling resentment against the boss. Feeling resentment against someone because of that person's rivalry, success, advantage, stuff, things, whatever. Feeling resentment because of another's success or advantage, you know, characterized by or proceeding from suspicious fears and envious resentment. This is what happens when people get jealous. Like, what are you always talking? What's up with you? What is that spirit of jealousy flying around your head? What is that guard of envy keeping you, holding you back like that? Inclined to trouble by suspicion and fears and rivalry. I mean, you're all upset inside, but you don't understand. That's a spirit of jealousy. That's a spirit of jealousy. And we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against a spiritual dark things. Ephesians 6:12. And so in the context of that, that's a spirit of jealousy. And let me tell you what comes to the spirit of jealousy. Murder. Murder. If you don't deal with that spirit of jealousy, and you think, well, I'm not going to kill nobody, and this is exactly what the Word of God says. If you hate your brother, if you're jealous of your brother, if you're hating on them, that's murder.
That's right.
That's equal to murder. Is it not? Am I not?
No, that's right. That's right.
So you're murdering your brother. You're murdering your sister because you're jealous of them. And it's amazing how green, brown grass looks from a distance. Do you really want to be a saint? Anyway, I'm just joking. Just let's move on. But the jealousy, and it's like, come on. Sometimes you can't even move anywhere. I remember my first act in ministry when I was asked to take on a particular ministry. This person comes up to me and says, oh, I'm so excited for you to be able to have this ministry. I'm thinking, like, first of all, when I was asked to do it, I'm thinking, are you sure?
Yeah, right.
You know, I'm from Third Street. I mean, do you really want me? You know, and of course, John Kilpatrick, Brother Kilpatrick, my spiritual father, kind of laughs at me. And he tells me he wants me to do it. Mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons why he wants me to do it. Mm-hmm. And but all of a sudden somebody's going, like, I wanna help you. I'm like, well, this is so great. This is, I've already got a cheerleader here, you know, and I'm gonna. And a long story short, I find out was this person wanted what I got, mm-hmm. which I didn't even ask for.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But they wanted it so bad that they burned with jealousy and envy in their heart. And their mouth would run against me, and these things would happen. And it was just like, they would be publicly critical, and their heart would be critical. And also it's like, I thought you were my cheerleader. I thought you were helping me. I didn't want to take this in the first place. And another long story short, he died in his 30s.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Spent his whole life in that. And I was just, you know, I just didn't realize people envy folks. People want what you, people can be jealous of you. I mean, for example, you know, I'm sure Pat walks around going, I know people are looking at me and wishing they look like me.
I'm sure he does.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's something.
John, I don't have that issue.
No, I don't have that issue.
Never crossed my mind.
It never crossed your mind. I saw it was written on your mirror in the thing.
Oh, my. They're going to believe stuff. Yeah, No,
it wasn't written on a mirror. It was a chalkboard. But this is the whole thing is that people that strive so hard to look well, quite often they're driven by a voice that says they don't.
Mm.
And no matter how much weight they lose, no matter what kind of they do to their body, they still feel like they don't. But because of that evil thing driving them to do that, darkness comes in and causes people to be jealous of that because they want that.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden the devil's having a field day over the whole situation instead of people just being at peace with who you are and what God's entrusted to you. And it's like the church is locked up right now. A lot of the church is locked up. Believers are locked up in this jail of jealousy, guarded by envy. I mean, there's even businesses called envy.
Mm.
That Christians say, I got a business, it's called envy. And it's like, it's like, don't you just, and you, so then you have people going to these businesses and they go, man, I envy the fact that you got a chance to go to Envy. What are we doing? What are we doing? Of course, if you're not a believer, I'm not talking about, I'm just talking about, you know, that understand if your business is called jealousy, it's probably not a good thing to do. You don't want to stir up hate, mm-hmm. right? That would be stirring up hate, hating on your brother. And so, but then you think about it, that he wanted what God gave me. That I didn't even ask for, and I did because I was asked to, and he was jealous. He wanted it,
mm-hmm.
And so it makes me think about when Paul's talking to the church at Corinth, man, and they were a lot like America, weren't they?
Oh my goodness!
And he's talking about it in Romans chapter 12. He says, verse 12, he says, the body, which is the body of Christ, is a unit, human body, though it's made up of many parts, though all the parts are many, they form one body.
Mm.
They form one body. For we were all baptized into one spirit, into one body, whether Jew or Greek, slave or free, we were all given the one spirit to drink. Now, the body is not made up of one part, but many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be a part of the body. You think about it. And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? And if the whole body was an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has arranged you.
Mm.
God has arranged you. God has arranged the parts of the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. And you think about that. How important is that? That when you're sitting here thinking, I don't like what I'm doing and I want to do something else. And, you know, I want to be the the preacher. I want to be the teacher. I want to be the singer. I mean, there's more jealousy and envy going on with that particular gift because it's being stirred up. Mm-hmm. I want to, you know, I don't know. You name it 10,000 different things. Instead of saying, you know what? The only reason I am anything is because God has put me here and mm-hmm. placed me here.
Right.
And the talents that he's given me and the place he's put me here and he's arranged me here. So for me to be discontented where I am and to be envious of where you are, then it's for me to be held captive by darkness and to be in rebellion against the arranger, mm-hmm. the supreme organizer of the body, right? Jesus That's Christ. Right. And so envy would cause, and the thing about it then, so when all of a sudden the eye goes, because I'm not a hand, then I'm not a part of the body. That's a lie. And what happens is now the body stops seeing because you didn't do your job.
Mm.
You didn't, and the body stops walking because all of a sudden you think you're a foot, and because you're not an eye, then you're not a part of the body. You are a part of the body, but now it ain't going nowhere because you're not walking. And somebody says, what is the church's problem? Did you ever think it's because you are jealous of everybody else's call and position when you're supposed to be doing what you're called to do? Did you ever think about that? Did you ever think about that? I mean, think about it. What if all the parts just functioned together? Mm-hmm. What if they all just started moving? It's like, this is who I am. I'm an eye. If you need to see something, come and get me. But I'm not a hand. Let me introduce you to the hand. I'm not a hand, but I'm an mm-hmm. eye. I'm not a foot. I'm not. You know what I'm saying? Just imagine all the parts functioning together as God has ordered them and orchestrated them. Imagine how powerful it will be. This is what he said in Ephesians chapter 4. He's given the fivefold ministry to be able to do that, to be able to train God's people up to function in our place, in our role. And we need to listen to the fivefold. We need to listen to the apostles and the prophets that are saying, do this, function here. This is what God is saying. And just enjoy that place and realize this is who I am. But it just sense in my spirit that God's speaking to me right now. We can't go nowhere in the church in America because the church is jealous of people like Donald Trump. They're jealous of people in politics. They're jealous of people in the church. Mm. They're jealous of people that are being blessed and financially blessed in their own gathering. It's like, get over it. Get down to the cross and say, you know what, God, you've called me to be a hand, and I'm going to be a hand. I will not be envious. I will not be jealous, and I renounce that over my life, and I submit myself to you in Jesus' name. So many people are in jail right this moment, right this very moment. And you can find out more on our previous program, the jail of jealousy and the guards of envy. Mm. I can't get to you. I can't get past the guards. What are the guards' name? Envy made envy. Mm-hmm. I am not envying. I'm just in turmoil right now. I'm in turmoil and I don't want your position. I hate you, kind of like maybe, but I am praying for you.
Right.
And I don't mind being an eye. Go ahead and just give me another eye assignment. It's like, I want a hand assignment. You know, I want to sing. It's like, I know for a fact that Pat's not called to sing. I have no doubt whatsoever.
Absolutely not.
Although he tried.
It's excruciating. It's excruciating. It's amazing. As a matter of fact, unless they're cranking up the orchestra really loud, as a matter of fact, I don't even know if, does anything ever come out when you're, it's like a silent worship. I'm trying to get, right.
Does the mouth move?
Where's peanut gallery come from?
Peanut.
Say
gallery.
That again.
All right. It's like, you know, praise God from whom all blessings come. It's like this.
Lip singing?
I don't know. Hey, we need to. He has a whole audience now looking over here. That was funny. But you never. Sometimes you have to be careful if you love your brother enough. Sometimes you don't need to sing in his ear, right?
Oh. Even the proverb says, if you bless them early in the morning, they may not like it. So hey.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And, you know, that you make a joyful noise before the Lord is also important as well. But, yeah, we're talking about the jail of jealousy. Believe it or not, it could boil down to one simple thing, how we could fix the confinement issue in America. We can fix the confinement issue in America. In the church and the physical confinement, that 90% of the youth sitting in prison today, 90% of the youth sitting in prison come from fatherless homes.
That's right.
If you talk to that kid, talk to him or her, and we've talked to a lot of them, and it's not in every case, but 90%, they would say, if they understood, they could see spiritually what's going on, and they could see that what the jails were jealousy, and that they could see the guards were envy, they would say, you know what? I would burn in my heart every night with envy that I wish I had a father like. And they would, you know, I wish, I was so jealous of that family because they had a mother and a father and, you know, the whatever thing, and all the devil just played that up. And so in that comes what? Hate and murder and crime. And it's like, and so you get onto me, you get onto me for the fruit that actually came from, you never helped me or my father be a father. You never helped my parents be parents. You never, you know, I mean, because there's a lot to that. And so if 90% and 70, is it 75% of all prisoners? At least from 75% of all prisoners right around that area come from fatherless homes. First of all, I just want to say it's amazing how green brown grass looks from a distance. Just having the male species inside your house does not mean things are going to be all well.
Don't get it twisted.
But if you're listening to the adversary, you know, about jealousy, then he's going to get you start comparing. And it's amazing how perfect a father is to you at a distance. And the thing about it, if he got close enough to you, he'd probably tell you to shut up, get a job, turn the lights off, and don't treat your mama like that.
That's right.
And so it's just fantasy. It's fantasy. The reality is you're going to answer alone before God, all by yourself. And he's a father to the fatherless. We can't say, well, this is the reason why I committed this crime. But understand this too. How is the world going to get free from jealousy when the church is held captive by the very same demon? You have pastors. Pastors. Who are looking at the pastor up the street. And because he's got a different texture on the outside of his building. Because he has different color carpet.
Got a new sign.
Got a new sign. Got a brand new sign.
A new podium.
A new podium. And he's jealous of that, or she's jealous of that, and envious of that. And all of a sudden, then he or she begins to preach against that. And then all of a sudden, it's like, you just got taken down.
Yeah.
But then again, also, then you have someone who was in that same jealousy, and then they get the stuff. They get what they were jealous of, what they wanted. They did everything they can to get it. Power. Stucco. I don't know. Whatever it is. You know, in a theater near you. The and now, you know, that's not a church, that's a graven image. That's an idol to you. You know, and you take pride now in what you were jealous of and what you thought was rightfully yours. And it's like, it's the jail of jealousy guarded by the guards of envy. Those are not ushers, those are guards. You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on. I'm just talking to you now. I'm just saying, listen. We should not be in how many people sit and watch these live programs today where people go with their singing gifts and different talents, and you can watch them, and they look on the stage as people get applauded for their gift, and thousands upon thousands look with jealous envy, wanting that, and you have people marketing that, hoping that people will want it so bad that they'll lay down money for it, right?
Every day. Right.
And it's like, this is not who we're supposed to be. This is not who we're supposed to be. And so if you're ready to be set free, if you're ready to be set free from the jail of jealousy and break loose away from the guards of envy, you first got to say that you are. You got to say that I've been jealous. I've been wanting what he's got. I've been wanting what she's got. You know, I wanted their stuff. I wanted their life. I wanted a father like that. I wanted a wife like that. I wanted children like that. I wanted a car like that, a house like that, country like that, money like that, whatever. That was me. That's how evil it is, God. That's what I wanted. And then you say, God, I'm sorry. It's sin. It's wrong. It's wrong. God, forgive me for that. Forgive me for envying and being jealous of someone else's success or what I perceived was. And forgive me for that. Lord, forgive me for the envy in my life. And then you say, because God's forgiven you once you asked him, now it's time for you to break that stronghold over your life. because you gave the devil authority, legal right to torment you now with envy and jealousy. Even though you're forgiven, you're still tormented by it.
Yeah.
He's forgiven you, but now you just can't stop being bumping against you. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like a wave just keeps hitting you. Where is this coming from? It's because you gave Satan legal right. Once you sin like that, you give him legal right. He has legal right to stand before God and show a contract that you signed with your own permission. You gave him authority to torment you like that. And you can, he can go say, right here, see, they said it right here. God, you said if they actually do this, they become my slave. Whoever you obey is who you become a slave to. And so then you can say, now that you're forgiven because of Jesus, then you can say, I renounce all authority that I've given Lucifer. I renounce all authority that I gave Satan to be able to use this in my life. I bind the spirit of jealousy and envy, and I command you to go in Jesus' name, and I renounce all control and authority that you had over my life, and I break that legal right that I gave you, and I take it back in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? He has no more legal right.
That's right.
And then break every soul tie, every curse, everything that's connected to that, and then walk free of it and realize that you don't want to do it again, and begin to bless those and be grateful for the blessings in people's lives. And understand, ever how you are, God's positioned you. Whether slave or free, Greek or Jew, I mean, understand we're just one body, we're one people. And imagine the prison would just pour empty out.
Mm-hmm.
But what, you know, what guy who doesn't know God is going to say, this big, burly, 300-pound, roided man who's been trying to become something he's not, why is he going to say, man, I envied you all my life. I wanted to be you. When you've been seeing the opposite thing, you've been seeing like, you've been hating on me.
Mm-hmm.
You've been talking bad about me. You've been trying to take me down, you know, and he knows all that stuff was going on from his behavior. It's going to be real tough for him to humble himself outside of God and say, really, I was just jealous of you. And this is the difficult thing that for us to really get. That people can be taken down and they can be jealous of you whether you know it or not. So you don't just assume nobody that there's nothing that God has given you that people don't want. I mean, you can be naive and you can be, you know, feeding into this frenzy by just ignoring the fact that you're waving this gift around, thinking like it's no big deal, or this whatever around, money or finance or whatever. And you're stirring up carnal desires in people's hearts. You know, it's like, I don't know, you're singing, where you're going, you're like singing. And you know that person struggles and they want that kind of place or whatever. And you, every time that you're just stirring it up, you know. Or you walk around looking like, you know.
Adonis, you know. And
oh, wow.
Flexing. And,
Adonis.
You know.
Jiminy.
World Atlas.
World Atlas.
People get the envious, you know. They say, wow, Pat, how do you do that? In fact, let me just confirm.
Wasn't that Hagar? You're quiet now. Anyway, so you know we're joking. Everybody can see it on television.
This is obviously joking.
We're just joking.
Mm. Come on.
I guess we're envious. Lord, forgive us. No. Oh, look at that. Oh, no.
Okay, pride. Oh,
no,
okay,
no,
okay.
No. I'm not. I don't want. No, I'm fine. Fine. The understand though. He's not going to do that outside of. That's why you got to preach the gospel to him. And by the way, you need to live the gospel before him, and understand that if people struggle with envy and jealousy and that type of thing, you don't. I mean, titles don't mean squat.
Please,
it is so crazy. Titles.
Please, passing out
titles to people who struggle with envy and jealousy is like passing out crack at a crack house.
For real,
it's just like I got to do this very carefully. These guys are addicted to titles, and it means so much more to somebody who struggles with jealousy and envy than it actually does to somebody that understands that leadership is a position to be, is a burden to bear.
That's a responsibility.
Yeah, there's
comes like, with expectations.
It comes with expectations and the fear of God. If it's in the church, to understand that God's going to hold you accountable for that.
No doubt.
And so this is a serious thing right now, because what you have is you have a. Alinsky's children stirring, Lucifer stirring up jealousy, envy, strife, saying, you know, you deserve what they have. Mm. You know, that's your house. That's your car. That's your money. That's your, you know, and stirring this whole thing up. And it's stirring up that envy and the jealousy and the strife. And let me tell you something, church. Maybe it's happening that way in America because it was in the church before we even out into the streets. Come on. You know what I'm saying?
That's my car you're driving.
Yeah, they actually did. They had people, they were telling people, you know, to stand on the street and yell out the cars passing by.
Oh my goodness.
That's, you're in my car, get out of my car or something.
Crazy.
Give it back or something. And it's like that fueling that that jealousy aspect of it. And you're fueling hate.
Yeah.
Because it's the gel of jealousy. So they'll spend their life in confinement. And most of this is what really happens with the gel of jealousy. It's secret confinement. It's secret confinement that takes you out like the man who wanted what I was given and didn't even ask for until he gets snuffed out. And the only person that really knows what happened there is God. He knows that person burned with envy and jealousy because they wanted something that you had and you didn't even know it. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on the Emerald Coast, WHB audience, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.